This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Porto in that stage weren't Champions League. When you went down, Mourinho was taking over because they were having, for them, the difficulties.
Yeah, they were having the worst season. I think they were six in the league, and a long time that Porto's been there. And then obviously, so I played in the cup match, which they won 4, and I scored 2, I think, on my debut, and one assist. So yeah, everybody was like, oh, great signing. Like, now we've got a striker. And then the coach got the boot, and then he was out the door. And then the next day on training, I saw, hey, that's the guy that
It's that to, guy.
The young guy that spoke to me, that convinced me to come to Porto. Meanwhile, he was that was going to be the coach. And he's like, oh, it's like, I'm glad you took my advice and happy to have you here, you know. And I said, nah, with you in my team, what I want to do, I'm going to win everything. And I'm thinking to myself, is this guy on drugs? Or what is he? Because I couldn't even catch a game at Celta. And he's telling me that he's going to win everything because now he's the missing link in his puzzle, you know. I couldn't understand what he was on about. But anyway, I just said, okay, yeah, I'm glad. And I'm going to do my best for him, you know. And I think the thing that just made me switch, and I said, I'll run through a brick wall for this guy, was he did something that nobody in football has ever done. Like, football manager-wise, coach never came and understood what you were going through, your pain or that. Everybody just thinks, oh, like, you're getting paid big money, so you just get on with it.
You're just kind of like a servant. You're not a person.
Yeah, but people didn't understand. People didn't know what I was going through and the tough time that I had at Celta. And then came and said, hey, you okay? And, you know, I'm happy to be there. And he says, oh, if you need anything, you know, like, just ask. If you want to come for dinner, my house is open. Wow. And he gave me a hug, like, he hugged me, and he says, ah, listen, he's here for me and what, everything. And I felt like I wanted to cry, but I couldn't because the situation wasn't a suitable situation for me to cry now. And people's like, oh, yeah, the manager's son now. And look, that's why he's playing every week, because you understand. So I kept it together. But when I went back, and I was like, he's not just like a coach. He's a human being, like he cares, and he probably knows my shit that I was going through at Celta, and that's why he's the way he is, you know? Like, he was just very caring, and I think that was a nice touch because I've never had it.
Do you know, Benny, I don't know him so well, but he tells a story about how as a kid, his dad's a football coach, and the club his dad is working for sacks him, I think on Christmas Eve, or even Christmas Day. And of course that brings misery to the house, to the family, at a time of great joy. And the young Mourinho, according to Jose himself, as he retells it, says there and then, okay, this is how football is, I don't like this. And whether it's the same now, because all men change, they grow, they mutate. But at that point, the guy you're describing who, because many people listening might be surprised that a human touch is unusual in football. Now, maybe we know it is, but it's amazing how much small things can do, because friends who respect each other might do what you're talking about. How are you?
Yeah.
Can I help? Here's a good idea about what you might do now. So good people do that to each other all the time, but maybe not in football. And I remember when you first started telling me stories like this, you told me about him having a similar effect on the dressing room, because the team talk about, if you do this, this is what will happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just try and bring that dressing room moment, because he gave the same feeling to your teammates as he gave to you. If you do what I say, then we'll qualify for this. And then, because I think he also correctly predicted what you would win.
Yeah, no, 100%. So, yeah, and I think I paid off straight away, because I played like a man possessed, you know, and I don't think, I was scoring goals before and that, but I was not playing at the level that I played for Jose, where I did anywhere else. You know, people's like, oh, and like, I was scoring. No, not just strikers' goals, like goals from never going into midfield, go and get the ball, pop one little one touches, and hitting 40-yard shots from anywhere, top corner, and like I was playing out of my skin. So I don't know if it was because I felt like now I finally found myself a home with a manager that understands me more like a father, or you know, so, or I have to just impress, or just the fact that he was the way he was and I had to repay him back. So that's why I was doing the things, but I was enjoying who I was. I had my smile back, I had my sweat, you know, I was in my element playing for him. And I think it was 13 goals in 10 games or 9 games that we play, and then we jump from being 6 to literally just last game losing out on winning the league, because Benfica won the league and Porto finished second, from being nowhere near even going to be able to finish fourth. And then when Mourinho came, we won every single remaining 9 games left. And I bagged 13 goals, and I think I scored 2 hat-tricks in that. So it was...
And he'd said to you, didn't he, we'll win the league, which okay, but then next year we'll win the UEFA Cup if we don't win the league, and then we'll win the...
So then the fact that now Celta Vigo called me back, that was the sickening part, that they didn't want me, because now all of a sudden things are changing. Now they want me to come back to be a second choice striker, and I tried to fight them. I tried to fight them about it, but yeah, Porto couldn't pay the money that Celta wanted. Celta wanted 10 million euros, and now Porto was only willing to pay 7 million, and the two teams couldn't get to an agreement, and then I had to return. But he texts me every game when Porto play, he texts me and says, I wish you were on my side now, but you know, we're okay, we're going to be pushing, and next year we're going to be pushed for Champions League, and I'm definitely coming to get you, because with the money that the club's going to make from winning the Europa League and that, then it's got enough money. He just wants one signing, and I want you. You my player.
Wow.
So he put a lot of confidence, and I think that sort of kept me going for that season that I went back to Celta. And, you know, I was training. I'm training at 150% level. Not for Celta. I'm going to Porto next season. So then, yeah, and then Mourinho phoned me and says, listen, Benny, done. We've got the money that Celta wants, so that's my priority, and I want you here, and hope you're ready, and you know. So I went.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.